This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, February 14th. God's word to you today is superior firepower. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 and 4, and it says, "We are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments." Acts 1 verse 8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When it comes to the power of the Holy Spirit, there are actually two branches as a weapon. The first is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is indispensable. The anointing is when the power is released for a function. The second is the gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit makes victory effortless. There are businessmen that operate in the gift of the word of knowledge. They know where to and where not to invest. If you ask them how they know, all they probably will tell you is that the Holy Spirit tells me. You need the gift of the Holy Spirit. It makes victory effortless. You should seek the power of the Holy Spirit. One of the beauties of fasting is that it soaks you in the power of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the anointing becomes sharp and super effective. In addition to the punch of obedience, gratitude, the victory combo, and the power of the Holy Spirit, we have the spoken word. Hebrews 4 verse 12 says, "For the word of God is living and active and full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit, the completeness of a person, and of both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart." This text is taken from the Amplified Version of the Bible. God's word is so effective that it can operate on the spiritual. It can divide even the joining of the soul and spirit. That is how precise God's word can be. It is not only operational in the spiritual, the soul level. It is even operational on the physical level, bones, joints, and marrows. The word of God can perform an operation. Hebrews 4 verse 13 says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable." The word of God in your mouth is lethal. Note that it is the word of God in your mouth and not the printed word. I know you love your Bible, so do I. God's word is written in the Bible, but God's word does not become the sword of the Spirit until it is spoken from your mouth. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus, for the punch of obedience, gratitude, the victory combo, the power of the Holy Spirit, and for the spoken word of God in my mouth. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.